Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Okay, everyone, I'm going to try and maintain a very calm, cool, and collected temperament this morning as we go over developments in the Obama administration related to Iran and this scandal that's erupted over the ransom money that was paid to Iran. Obviously, the Obama administration is denying that it's ransom payments. You know, yesterday I talked about this, and I didn't know if I did a good enough job pinpointing and drawing out the insanity of what's currently going on in the news with the Obama administration. Let me read to you again. I quoted this yesterday from the Wall Street Journal so that it can sink in, this scandal with Iran. This is the Wall Street Journal from like 2 days ago. Quoting, the Obama administration secretly organized an airlift of $400 million worth of cash to Iran that coincided with the January release of four Americans detained in Tehran, according to U.S. and European officials and congressional staff briefed on the operation afterward. So, interrupting here, the reading from the Washington Post explained, Iran had four detainees, and by the way, one of those was actually Pastor Saeed. In January, they were released, and it was part, actually, of a prisoner swap. I think we released seven Iranian prisoners, and I think also lifted some prosecutions of some others, something like that. I don't know the exact details, but it was basically a prisoner exchange, which already is a major problem because we are negotiating with terrorists. But beyond that, what we find out months later, now in August, that at the time of the release of Pastor Saeed and those other three detainees or prisoners, let's call them what they were, hostages, American civilians held hostage by Iran, we flew money into Iran. In the middle of this prisoner exchange, we're flying cash to Iran. What in the world do you call that? And what in the world is going on in this Obama administration? We are paying ransom money to a terrorist sponsoring nation, one of the biggest, most significant enemies we have on the face of the earth, Iran. Death to America, Iran. Now, notice me keeping my tone calm and cheerful as I discuss this. Let me continue reading so you get the full effect of this Wall Street Journal article. Wooden pallets stacked with euros, Swiss francs, and other currencies were flown into Iran on an unmarked cargo plane, according to officials. Did you hear what I just read? Multiple currencies on an unmarked plane. This, guys, I can't help but think this. I don't know if anybody out there is saying this, but it sounds like the mob. This sounds like 1920s Chicago. What is this? Al Capone's mob. We're getting prisoners from a terrorist country. In the meantime, we're hiding in an unmarked plane so no one knows. Secret money, literal, not even like, I mean, it would almost be more sophisticated to wire the money or to write a check or to do it at, you know, a table of ambassadors and foreign diplomats working out this payment, which the Obama administration is claiming it was the resolution of some arms deal that went bad from decades ago, from 30 years ago. But again, if that was the case, you'd have diplomats at a table with suits and ties and paperwork being signed and money. No, an unmarked plane filled with cash. This is organized crime. This is the mob running things. And it makes sense because Obama's from Chicago. And so this is exactly what we have. Chicago-style politics. Does anyone understand how vulgar and crude and crass and disgraceful this kind of foreign relations is for a free and sovereign nation like the United States? Flying in cash payments in other currencies in an unmarked airplane to a hostile nation that's releasing prisoners. This is completely insane, and it can't be more, as I said, disgraceful. And Obama's administration is giving us every excuse in the world, but the facts there. And since then, we've had more prisoners taken, detained by Iran, more Americans, I think at least two. So what does this communicate to terrorists and to rogue nations and to people who hate our country? It communicates that we'll negotiate with terrorists. If they take more American civilians and hold them as prisoners, we'll pay ransom money. It's a great way to make cash. It's a great way to hold the United States captive and to turn us into the victim because we're willing to negotiate with terrorists. It's horrible diplomatic policy. Now, this $400 million is part of, I think, $1.7 or $1.9 billion, if I've got my numbers right here, cash payments that we've committed to make to, yeah, there it is, $1.7 billion of a financial settlement with Iran. And by the way, it's even more scandalous because the reason we couldn't use American currency is because there have been sanctions on Iran, on banks and businesses having any transactions with Iran. It's a rogue state. It's a terrorist nation. But in order to skirt our very own sanctions in the middle of making a nuclear deal with Iran, in order to skirt the sanctions, Obama's administration sends in cash, but not American cash. They exchange it for European currencies. This is, scandal is not even the word. And this is our president. He is negotiating, not even negotiating with terrorists, a friend of our enemies, enemy combatants. Now, you have to understand, the policy of America always has been, as set by Reagan, zero compromise, zero negotiations with terrorists, because when you negotiate with terrorists, you embolden them. Reagan, just so you know, in 1980 when he was elected, prior to that, for a few months, there was a scandal with Iranian hostages. Funny, same country, huh? Holding Americans hostage. Jimmy Carter was weak. He was a Democrat. He was doing nothing to protect and to retrieve those American citizens, posed no threat. There were considerations of making ransom payments. But Ronald Reagan said, when I get elected, there will be no negotiations, there will be no ransom payments. Even if you threaten the hostages and kill the hostages, we do not compromise with terrorists, and we will get them by force if necessary. You know what happened the day Reagan was inaugurated? The Iranian hostages were released. That's the American system. Peace through strength. We exert strength, domestic and foreign, military power and commitment to righteousness, and then evil steps back and weakens in the face of projected power. And then there's prevailing peace, peace through strength. When you have a situation like Obama's administration, what you see is a constant manipulating of our country, a constant threat to our sovereignty, to our citizens at home and particularly abroad, where they're threatened with being abducted and being turned into sources of financial gain through ransom payments. That's what's going on. We're emboldening the enemy. That's what weak foreign policy is when you're a friend of terrorists, when you negotiate with terrorists like the Obama administration. Now, I'd like to call attention to this, that Obama the other day said Trump is unfit for the presidency. Interesting. I would suggest that this, along with granting over 8,000 Syrians amnesty just the other day, illegally here in the U.S., granting these Muslim Syrians amnesty in this country just recently, that makes Obama and plenty of other things he's done completely unfit for presidency. But just in case you were worried, since Obama said that and told the GOP they need to abandon Trump, he could never be president. He is a horrible candidate, and we should not get behind him and pull our endorsement. Just to let you know, this is Josh Ernst, the press secretary for the White House, said this yesterday, the day before. I think what we're planning for right now is a smooth transition, meaning into the next administration, even if it's Trump. And that's the responsible step that you would expect the commander-in-chief to undertake. Wow, aren't we all so relieved that Obama, after eviscerating Trump in the news in a press conference with foreign diplomats, now we get to hear Obama say, well, I think we're planning for a smooth transition. Oh, thank you so much, King Barack. He's a king of the country, I guess, and he's assuring us that it'll be a peaceful transition into the new administration, even though he complete thinks that Trump is completely unfit. Don't worry, he won't get in the way of the peaceful exchange of power. Do you hear how arrogant and presumptuous that is? Wow, over 200 years of peaceful transitions between administrations, and we get this assurance from Obama, don't worry, I won't exercise dictatorial power. I'll let the new administration come in, even if it's Trump. Thank you, King Barack, for gracing us with your kind commitment to allowing another administration to take over. I mean, just the fact that the president has to say that and delineate that point and emphasize that point and specify that is completely disgusting and disgraceful. Just the fact that it's even implied that maybe there won't be a peaceful transition and he has to specifically point out that there will be is incredible. It is bold. It is, as I said, disgraceful. But that's the position we're in with this president. We're looking at him and listening to him, the friend of terrorists, saying, is this guy even going to give up his power come November? But don't worry, he will. They gave us an assurance. Although what they said was, I think what we're planning for right now. Do you hear? You think that what you're planning for currently is a smooth transition? Do you hear the conditional statements there? What, are you not going to be thinking that in a few more months? Right now you're planning for that? In a few months, are you not going to be planning for a smooth transition? Incredible. Oh, that's the responsible step that you would expect the commander-in-chief. Not expect. It's a mandate from the Constitution that he get the heck out of the White House and let the new administration come in, Clinton, Trump, or whoever. So we really don't need Obama's assurances from Josh Earnest, the press secretary, or anybody else for that matter. He's getting out whether he wants to or not, because that's the binding law over him. He is not King Barack. He is under the Constitution. This is incredible. This is the administration. By the way, just to let you know how exciting things are getting out there, Trump said about Paul Ryan, who is the Speaker of the House and kind of an establishment Republican, he's not quite there yet as far as endorsing Ryan, which is hilarious to hear the Trump turning the tables on the establishment now and saying that, hey, we'll see if I endorse you guys since you were so reticent to endorse me. He's actually pretty much using Paul Ryan's words verbatim back from May when Paul Ryan said, I'm not sure if I'm quite there yet on endorsing Trump. Well, now look what's going on. Paul Ryan is in a hotly contested congressional election in Wisconsin, and he's being challenged by a Tea Party hardline conservative, which is what we need. Hey, Paul Ryan, I got news for you. You shouldn't have compromised on the budget over and over again with the Obama administration, particularly when you took over the House speakership, and now this is what you get. Hilarious that Trump is doing that. Mike Pence actually did endorse Ryan, and I'm sure Trump will come around anyway, but it's great watching Trump make the establishment squirm. With all this going on, not a word about the scandal of in the Obama administration paying ransom money to Iran, and yet all you keep hearing from the media is that Trump is an idiot. Trump is a moron. Trump's got to tone down his rhetoric. It's incredible the narrative that the establishment constantly pushes in this country, and they're blind to the real scandal that's going on as Obama sells away our national sovereignty and security to rebels and rogues and worldwide thugs like Iran. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. We just made a ransom payment to a terrorist nation, and Obama, we're holding your feet to the fire.